It didn't seem like you guys got a huge lift out of Damon Severson. I mean, obviously a shorthanded goal that followed, but just talk about the lift that he gave you there in the second.
Yeah. Well, the kill, you know, I don't know why we killed, but it was a big goal, obviously. And yeah, I mean, that's what you want a guy to do is go over and, you know, grab the guy. And if the guy, in fact, wants to fight, then they fight. And, you know, I don't know where the roughing call was.
But that whole sequence seemed to carry through. It seemed like you played at a different level from that point forward.
I just think we got a little bit better. You know, again, we, you know, the same as when we were there, actually, that they got a good team. They've got skill. They work. You know, they beat us to some pucks early in the game again and out-battled us a little bit, but we hung in there. And our battle level, compete level, picked up as the game went on. We were just unfortunate. And, you know, we were pretty extended there, you know, through the overtime.
Just building off of Dave's question about Provorov, just how important has he been, you know, with Werenski missing the other day? Just someone else that can play big minutes when you need it, besides the scoring, everything he does.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Somebody just said he scored the last three games. I didn't realize that he had done that. Provorov is a consummate pro, right? He just conducts himself, goes about his business. He's just a hard guy to play against, and he has a skill set to do what he does. You know, maybe he doesn't get the offensive, you know, opportunities because of Z is likely taking a lot of that, but he has that in him. So yeah, he's stepped up when we've needed him for sure.
You've gotten some pretty strong play from Elvis for a long time now. From the time when you first got here to now, what do you like the most that you're seeing from him?
He's a great teammate, is what I like. I like that he's competing for his team. You know, he's battling every night. He's giving us a chance. He, you know, his work ethic, not only in the games and practice and off the ice, he's been fantastic. That's been the biggest thing. Clearly, he's got a skill set to stop the puck, which is fantastic. But he stayed really calm in the net, and he's been a really great teammate.
In the start of overtime was weird anyways because you were shorthanded, but how different is it right now from your view and the lines you're putting together, the pairs you're putting together, the roles you're putting guys into that they haven't been in previously?
Yeah. You know what? It's easy to go, well, you know, we're missing these guys, and you know, we don't have, you know, the depth and we're elevated. But, you know, it's exciting too, right? It's exciting because guys are stepping up and playing in different roles and thriving in it. And that's exciting for us as an organization, exciting for us as a coaching staff, is that these guys are stepping up and they're playing hard regardless of where we're asking them to play. And, you know, the players aren't stupid. Like they understand where they're at and whatever role we've asked everyone on our team to play, if it's elevated, if it's not, they're just competing and they're just playing hard every night. And that's why we're in these hockey games, even the ones like tonight that we lose, we're battling. And you know, it's a credit to, you know, all the guys that are stepping on the ice.
Building on that, I mean, you guys obviously want the two tonight if you get it, but you find a way to claw back and get a point. How beneficial can this stretch here be where guys are out all over the lineup and you're still in these games?
Yeah.
How beneficial can that be when everyone starts coming back even?
Yeah, and I think the mindset, that's a good point tonight, right? I mean, of course we want two, but to kill a penalty, you know, 4-on-3 like that at the end and some adversity that we went through, it's great that we can put this in the memory bank and go, okay, maybe we don't have some people, maybe we don't have our best stuff, but we're able to play the way that we know how to play in order to give us a chance. And tonight we gave ourselves a great chance to win a hockey game. With all of those factors in. So, yeah, it's exciting for us. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
tomorrow in the ice house.